Carlsberg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program features songs from the heart from some of my favorite singer-songwriters, featuring Becca Stevens, Joni Mitchell, and Jackie McShee.
Thank you.
Rebecca Stevens. That song is called Lean On Our Love. That's from the album called Regina, released in 2017. Becca Stevens, yes. Born on June 14th, 1984, she'll be 33 years old this year. Happy birthday, Becca. So, singers and songwriters together in one person, how remarkable. You know, singing voices, spoken voices, every single person on the planet has a unique voice. Every single voice is like your fingerprint, it's like your face. It's unmistakable, an individual sound. And when a singer finds a way to express themselves with their own individual voice, it's truly a gift. And Becca Stevens has that ability, has that talent. And when you listen to the fascinating variety of voices that singers have, it's a two-part formula. It has to, for me, I want a good technique. I want somebody to be able to actually sing. And then I want them to mean something to me personally. There's a lot of great singers out there that I don't really feel emotionally moved by. They've got fabulous techniques. They got gorgeous voices. They got a great band. And yet it just doesn't touch me. It's like it's a display of ego or peacock feathers. But then there's some singers that they sing from their heart. And there's such a strong connection there that I feel that I wanted to share some of that with you today. So Becca Stevens, the album Regina, she's an amazing songwriter. This album was released in 2017 and produced by Michael League from Snarky Puppy. Gorgeous production on that song. So, you know, Joni Mitchell, such a prime example of the authenticity of a voice, of a talent, of a person who is not afraid to just be themselves and to show you who they are. Such a gift. I think these two women, Becca and Joni, have a lot in common. So, Becca Stevens, like I said, June 14th, 1984, she's 33 years old. And it's fascinating for me to notice how a voice changes over a person's life, you know, depending on how they sing, how they age, what their body's like. So Joni Mitchell was about the same age that Becca is now when she recorded Don Juan's Reckless Daughter in 1977. Joni Mitchell was born in Canada on November 7th in 1943. And in 1977, she released Don Juan's Reckless Daughter. And at that time, she was 34. So she's about the same age in these recordings as Becca Stevens. And we're going to listen to a track from Don Juan, Off Night Backstreet. And then we're going to go back to Becca Stevens right after Joni and listen to another track from her Regina album. This is Joni Mitchell, Off Night Backstreet. Maybe I'm just kidding myself when I say I love you. I don't know. Loving without trusting, you get frostbite and sunstroke. I wish I felt nothing. You pimp, laughing and strutting her to my chartered seat. Your old off-night backstreet. Been stinger to stinger, darling. It's been heart to heart. You still keep me from finishing any new love I start. Now she's moved in with you. She's keeping your house neat and your sheets sweet. And
feeling my face. There are some lines you put there and some you erase. Maybe I'm just dramatizing. I don't care. It's home. Sentimental journeys late at night, high in some back room. You're calling me to be your off night backstreet. You give me such pleasure. You bring me such pain. Bathtub drain.
To be loved.
to be well loved. Nothing can compare Becca Stevens from the album Regina. So yeah, Becca Stevens, I'm very impressed. I am quite enthralled with her abilities. And not only is she a wonderful singer and a songwriter, but she is from North Carolina, and she attended the North Carolina School of the Arts, where she studied classical guitar. And that song we just heard, Well Loved, that's played on a ukulele. That is played on a ukulele. That is some of the most incredible ukulele playing. She plays guitar, she plays ukulele. There's another instrument that she plays. I'm not sure the name of it. It's bigger than a ukulele, smaller than a guitar. It's got 10 strings. It's a tipple or some kind of a Norwegian instrument. And she's quite a fine instrumentalist. And we heard Well Loved, and right before that, Joni Mitchell from Don Juan's Reckless Daughter. You pimp. Off Night Back Street. I'm Kathy Geary, and on today's program, we're listening to songs from the heart. Different views of love, and it's really fascinating the detail and the subtleties of relationships that these women capture, not just the first flush of that heady feeling of being in love, but the story further down the road, Off Night Back Street, and Well Loved. So one of the things about being a pop singer, a female singer, a white female singer with a high soprano voice, everybody associates that with folk songs. And there certainly is a stamp of folk music and folk singer when you pick up an acoustic guitar, when you pick up a ukulele, and you stand there with your long hair by yourself singing. People think folk singer. Maybe. At least, so Joni Mitchell recorded another song on the Don Juan's Reckless Daughter album called The Silky Veils of Ardor. And this to me is, she's taking a traditional folk song that I've heard in a few different versions, The Silky Veils of Ardor, and she composes her own original song using the ideas and some of the lyrics from a traditional folk song. So I wanted to play that. And then right after that, we're going to hear another singer. And the recordings we've been hearing so far, all of these singers are approximately the same age. We're going to listen to Jackie McShee, who is a British singer. Jackie McShee was born on December the 25th in 1943, the same year as Joni Mitchell. And she started singing in the 60s, but when she met John Renbourn, she co-founded a band called Pentangle, and they released an album called Cruel Sister in 1970. And after we hear Joni Mitchell, we'll hear two songs from that album with Jackie McShee on lead vocals. A maid that's deep in love. Let's start with Joni Mitchell. This is The Silky Veils of Ardor.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through all these highs and lows. I heard there was no sickness and no toil or danger, just mercy and plenty, where peaceful waters flow, where peaceful waters flow. Come all you fair and tender schoolgirls, are like the stars on a summer morning. They sparkle up the night, and they're gone again. Daybreak gone again. If I'd only seen through the silky veils of ardor what a killing crime this love can be, I would have locked up my heart in a golden sheath of armor and kept its crazy beating under stricter secrecy, high security.
Thank you. In my prime, I flourished like a vine. There came along a false young man, come stole the heart of mine. Come stole the heart of mine. The gardener standing by, three offers he made to me. The pink, the violet, and red rose, which I refused all three. Which I refused all three. The pink's no flower at all, for it fades away too soon. And the violet is too pale a hue. I think I'll wait till June. I think I'll wait till June. In June the red rose blooms. That's not the flower for me. For then I'll pluck the red rose off and plant a willow tree. And plant a willow tree. And the willow tree shall weep, and the willow tree shall whine. I wish I was in the young man's arms that stole the heart of mine, that stole the heart of mine. If I'm spared for 1 year more, and God should grant me grace, I'll weep a bowl of crystal tears to wash his deceitful face, to wash his deceitful face.
Jackie McShee with The Pen Tangle from the album Cruel Sister, released in 1970. And right before that, from Don Juan's Reckless Daughter, released in 1977, Joni Mitchell, The Silky Veils of Ardor. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, it's songs from the heart, love songs from some of my favorite singer-songwriters. So we started the program with Becca Stevens. There's a song on the Regina album that's very much in this same trend of being sounds like a folk song, maybe from the British Isles, especially when you consider that Becca's song is named Ophelia. This is Becca Stevens from Regina. Ophelia.
Ophelia wandered out into the belly of the woods to bleed out any ounce of love that once beat in her heart that be for him. The sleeping man in the silence of the absence of her self-fulfilling dreams, Ophelia found a place to rest where the river finds the sea,
of all the beauty that she had ever seen. Oh, feel you felt it all at once, and one with everything, and so with him. The sleeping man. Her restless heart had done it again, a fool for a hollow dream. And then lovesick and out of sorts, she'd fallen on the sleeper's sword. So Ophelia wandered out into the belly of the sea, so she could finally see herself as she was meant to be. And cradled by the water, rocking her to sleep, Ophelia made a promise, from thine own self be free, and fell into the arms of the deep. One night, traveling home from war, his dreams as black as ink. Now, upon the river's edge, death haunted.
Becca Stevens. The song is called Ophelia from her Regina album, released in 2017. So, songs from the heart, love songs. Joni Mitchell has written some very deep things about love. Her earlier songs are mainly first person, And then her later songs kind of change a little bit. So I wanted to play two songs from Joni. When she was 28 years old, she recorded an album named Blue. And just as Becca Stevens plays a variety of instruments, Joni played the dulcimer on some of the tracks on the Blue album. And there's a beautiful song about love, All I Really Want to Do. Let's listen to that song from Blue. And then we'll skip forward in Joni's career to 1994, the album Turbulent Indigo. By this time, Joni's 51 years old. And the song that we'll be listening to is called Yvette in English. It's not a first-person song, it's a third-person song. It's a narrative song. It describes what happens when this man who is on, obviously a tourist, visiting Paris, happens to meet a French girl in a café. The other interesting thing about Yvette in English is that she co-wrote it with David Crosby, who was instrumental in launching Joni's career. He brought her back to Los Angeles with him and introduced her to the executives at Reprise Records and produced Joni's first album. So David Crosby and Joni Mitchell co-wrote Yvette in English. Let's listen to both of these songs from Joni Mitchell. First, let's listen to Blue, All I Want.
Traveling, looking for something, what can it be? Oh, I hate you some, I hate you some, I love you some. Oh, I love you when I forget about me. I wanna be strong, I wanna live alone, I wanna belong to the living. Alive, alive, I wanna get up and drive, wanna wreck my stockings in some jukebox dive. Do you want, do you want, do you wanna dance with me, baby? Do you wanna take a chance on maybe finding some sweet romance with me, baby? Well, come on. All I really, really want our love to do is to bring out the best in too. All I really, really want our love to do is to bring out the best in me and in you. I wanna talk to you, I wanna shampoo you, I wanna renew you again and again. Applause, applause, life is our cause. When I think of your kisses, my mind seesaws. Do you see, do you see, do you see how you hurt me, baby? So I hurt you too. Then we both get so blue. I am on a lonely road and I am traveling, looking for the key to set me free. Oh, the jealousy, it is the unraveling, it's the unraveling, and it undoes all the joy that could be. I wanna have fun, I wanna shine like the sun, wanna be the one that you wanna see. Wanna knit you a sweater, wanna write you a love letter, wanna make you feel better, wanna make you feel.
Thank you. cafe.
Yvette.
She slipped in sideways like a cat.
Yvette.
Sidelong glances, what a wary little stray.
Yvette.
She sticks in his mind like that, saying, "Yabby boo, when I'll admit," with her lips wrapped around a cigarette. In English saying, please have this little bit of instant bliss. He's fumbling with a foreign tongue, reaching for words and drawing blanks. Loudmouth is stricken, deaf and dumb.
Yvette.
In a bistro on the left bank. If I were a painter, Picasso said, I'd paint this girl from toe to head.
Yvette.
Yvette in English saying, please have this little bit of instant bliss. Burgundy nocturne tips and spills.
Yvette.
They trot along nicely in the spreading stain.
Yvette.
New chills, new thrills for the old uphill battle.
Yvette.
How did he wind up here again? Walking and talking, touched and scared. Uninsulated wires laid bare. What blew her like a leaf this way?
Yvette.
Up in the air and down to earth.
Yvette.
First she flusters, then she frays.
Yvette.
Quick to question her own worth. Her cigarette burns her fingertips. As it falls like fireworks, she curses it.
Yvette.
Then sweetly in English she says, please have this little bit of instant bliss. Skittering like a cat on stone.
Yvette.
Her high heels clicking, what a wary little stray.
Yvette.
She leaves him by the Seine alone, with the black water and the amber lights, and a bony bridge between left and right.
Yvette.
Yvette in English saying, please have this little bit of instant bliss.
Joni Mitchell, Yvette in English, co-written with David Crosby from her Turbulent Indigo album, and right before that, from her Blue album, All I Want to Do. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, Songs from the Heart, love songs by a couple of my favorite singers. So let's go back for one more song from Becca Stevens' Regina album. This is the title track. And then after that, we're going to hear Snarky Puppy with Becca Stevens as the featured soloist. The album is called The Family Dinner Volume 2, released in 2016. The song is called I Asked, and Becca Stevens writes and performs lead ukulele on the track. Let's start with Becca's Regina album. This is the title track.
Carved a heart in a dogwood tree, found a song in everything. Nothing to lose and nothing to gain. Barefoot dancing in the pouring rain. Whoa, 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 whoa. Regina, won't you come back home? Done her daddy proud, made her mama shine. Found beauty in the night through a child's eyes. Lit up life like a firefly. Never knowing that that fire could die. Oh no, no. Regina, won't you come back home?
Ooh, 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 ooh,
Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the program today. And once again, thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. It's just a couple of seconds before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's currently 76 degrees. This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York.